You're listening to the Spa Strong podcast, where we empower estheticians to become badass beauty CEOs and build profitable, thriving businesses. We're your hosts, Melissa Ellis, licensed master esthetician.
And I'm Royal Ellis, former police officer. Together, we will help you achieve total aesthetics badassery. Be sure to subscribe and share this podcast with the other beauty professionals you know. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's do this shit.
As esthetician coaches, we are here to help you make multiple six figures, get fully booked, become retail selling machines, and change more clients' lives.
Listen to what other estheticians are saying about our one-on-one coaching program, the Spa Strong Bootcamp.
Working with Melissa and Royal, I've been able to invent and start selling a $1,200 package.
I haven't had issues with rebooking or having them come back and see my reoccurring clients.
I was able to leave my full-time job and go completely full-time with my skin studio.
I've been selling more product in these past few months of being in quarantine than I was my last few months of being open.
Not only has my income increased, but also my confidence. I feel more comfortable selling products to my clients. So I highly recommend working with Spa Strong.
Ready to stop dreaming of spa business success and start living it? Go to www.spa-strong.com/discovery call or click the link in our Instagram bio to book a free esthetician discovery call now. Hello, everyone.
Hello. What is up?
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome. We're so excited. We have an amazing guest with us today. And this is the Spa Strong Podcast.
Yeah.
The Spa Strong Podcast.
Don't do it.
I know. I have to sing it every single time. But we are so excited. We have this amazing guest. We cannot wait to introduce her to y'all if you haven't already heard of her. But first, if you are loving the Spa Strong Podcast,
make sure you subscribe, share it, leave a 5-star review if you're loving it. And yeah. Let everybody know about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's dive in. So we're so excited about our guest today, y'all. We have Monique McFarquhar. Monique is a lash artist of 8 years and is the owner of Whiplash Lash Supply and Education. Over the years, she is the owner of 2 lash studios in Fontana and Upland, California. Her goal for the lash community is to educate lash artists and provide quality products that help you to create your best possible work. Monique, thank you so much for being here with us.
Yes,
definitely. I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
We are excited as well. And this, whenever we reached out to you to be on the podcast, we were so excited that you were down to do it. And we can't wait to be able to tell our audience more about Whiplash and what y'all offer. So this is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course. So first of all, tell us about you and what led you to the lash industry.
Yeah.
So that's a very interesting story. I started off as a cosmetologist. And when I went to school for cosmetology, I never even thought that lashes was a big community, a big industry as it was. Mm-hmm. So all in all, I applied for a job. A year later, they contacted me and I completely forgot about it. Who is this company? And so like looking into it and I was like, yeah, I'm ready to start. And so we started and 6 months later, I ended up having my own studio in Rancho. That's where I first started. And then from there, I just started building my clientele, just really doing a lot of like trial and error in the beginning. So it was a journey, but it's led us here.
Awesome.
Talk about patience.
I know.
A year later.
Seriously. Yeah. I wonder what, anyway, that's fine. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So you started working with them and then 6 months later you were like, I'm doing my own thing. What made you decide to go out on your own?
I just felt like I've always been a person who I just like to put myself out there. And me personally, I knew from a younger age in my 20s when I first worked at my first job at Gap that I'm more of a person who likes to work for themselves versus working in type of environments where I'm like working under someone. I like the idea of like creating my own business and really like looking at each different part of my business and working on it. So I knew that was some direction that I wanted to go in.
I love that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
Since you're in the industry, what do you love most about lashing?
So over the years, I guess in the beginning, it was more so like, it's good money. And that's what I liked at first. But over time, I got to a point where I realized how lashes are really changing people's lives for the better. A lot of my clients talk about how it's just, it makes their day easier. It makes them feel better. And so like seeing how much my clients really loved my work made me love doing it, because it was the idea that they feel better about themselves. So it was that. And then I liked how flexible I can make my schedule. And so it just worked well with my schedule at the time when I first started, and now able to grow and seeing how it's just evolved into this whole different thing that I didn't know that was possible when I first started cosmetology school. Yeah. So it's a nice industry to be in. I really enjoy it.
I love that. And I feel like that was one of my favorite things also, is the way that they would look at themselves in the mirror.
Yeah.
After they got that first set of lashes and the then reveal. Keep getting it. They're like, oh my gosh, I look amazing. And you're like, when was the last time you thought that about yourself? Like, it just,
right.
I love that as well. Just helping them feel so confident and love what they see when they look in the mirror.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
This is a point now I'll try to give my clients the mirror and they're like, no, I already know. And I'm just like, but you don't want to look at it? They're like, no, it's okay. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
But I want to see you look at it, please.
Yeah. So I know.
I love that. That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you fell in love with lashing. You've been lashing for years now at this point. Yeah. So what made you decide to start a lash supply and education company?
Okay, yeah. So when I first started learning how to do lashes, I worked with Nova Lash. So that is like super old school product. And just, I always found that the consistency for me, I did prefer something that was a little bit more liquidy in viscosity. Mm-hmm. I felt like I can work better with it. And I noticed that a lot of adhesives at the time, they weren't really more on their viscosity was kind of thick. Mm-hmm. And so it was difficult to work with. And so I guess just having these little setbacks and wanting to improve my skill, I felt like the best thing to do was create something that works for me. Yeah. And then also two works for my clients. So what I've been doing, our adhesive that we finally found the perfect adhesive. It took about like 4 years to like trial and error, looking at this product, testing this product, and also seeing how it goes through the seasons. Mm-hmm. So we have a product now that my clients love. I've seen the retention increase. And so like all of those factors were reasons why I said, you know what, it's probably better for me to create something that I can understand completely. And I know that once I go mainstream with my products, I know that their products are going to also help others. Like they're helping me and the people who work with me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to say it again louder for the people in the back.
Okay. Let me get closer.
You've been in this process
for 4 years.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. So
I started in 2018.
Okay. So
yeah, 2014. Yeah.
Would you say that that's longer than you anticipated when you decided to start your own products?
I did. It just seemed like it was easier at the time. Like, oh yeah, we'll just create a product. I'll just, you know, talk to this manufacturer and then they should have good adhesive because they're a lash manufacturer. And then you get the product and they're just like, I'm not seeing the retention. I'm not seeing the quality that I like. Yeah. And there were moments where I wanted to give up because I'm like, the glue doesn't exist. They're like, how do I find it? What do I do? And I just kept looking. And so I'm very thankful that I was able to find it. And, you know, the 4 years has taught me a lot that it's not something that can be developed overnight.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it. It's, you know, that it's a good product because it took so long to get there.
Right. Well, yeah. And I think it's also really important to realize, because so every once in a while, you know, we have people say like, oh, I want to start my own product line, or I want to, you know, do my own of this, or I see this company doing it and if they can do it, I can do it. And sure. Yeah,
exactly.
But it is a long road. It takes time. It takes dedication. This is definitely not just an overnight success. I mean, to the rest of the world, they may look at it and be like, oh, wow, this looks like this amazing new, you know, lash company. But you're like, oh, no, this has been in the works.
It's like you're seeing my end.
Yeah. I was testing out products. There was a product that I tested out and the sample was amazing. The sample was great. My clients loved it. One thing that they noticed is that there wasn't a lingering kind of the fumes feeling that they felt afterwards. They didn't feel that. So that was like, it's for me, I felt like, oh yeah, this is the one. Ordered a whole batch of it, put my logo on it, put everything on it. And then when I started to use it, it was so thick. It was goopy. The glue wasn't like blending well every time you shaped it. It was just, it was a mess. And so, yeah, it's like those moments happen where you feel as though you have a good product, but even then you still need to go back to the drawing board and figure out what went wrong and then change your directions.
Right. But, but here's the thing. That's part of any business.
Yeah, that's like, the journey though.
Yeah. And so think about how many other companies have had to recall their products.
Right.
Cars, Bluebell ice cream. I was reading something this morning that was talking about when American Apparel partnered with like a all natural nail polish company and they had to recall all of those because the bottles are breaking. Like this is, I'm so happy that you, I mean, obviously it sucks that you went through it, but I'm so happy you had this experience so that you can learn this, but now so that our listeners can learn this as well. Like there will be setbacks. There will be times when you're like, oh, wait a second. This did not turn out the way I thought it was going to. Maybe this choice was a failure, but that's part of the journey and you keep going and you learn from that experience.
Exactly. Like what can we learn from this setback?
Exactly. Absolutely. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay, so you mentioned the adhesive, but were there any other problems that you saw in the either supply industry or the education industry that also helped motivate you to start Whiplash?
Yeah, I felt like, and the thing is, I do feel like in comparison to the lash artists that are out or starting now, if you go back to like 2014, when I started being a lash artist, there really wasn't that much information that was just like you can find. There wasn't mentors, there wasn't coaches, there wasn't people on YouTube or Instagram like, oh, do this to help you with your business. It was like a lot of trial and error. You have to find out yourself. And so I'm happy that the industry is transitioning into that. And I feel like for me, that's my why, is because I know what it's like to not have the resources. Mm-hmm. So I want to be able to provide resources for other people to help them along their journey. And that's one thing I will say is like before, even if you were to ask a question, you would be looked at like, why are you trying to figure out this information? Like, no, we're not going to give you this information because then you're going to be our competitor. And it was just a very common thing.
Oh my gosh. That's something that I saw so much. I mean, and people would come to like my lash classes. They'd be like, oh my goodness, I'm learning all these things. It really sucks that once the class is over, I can't like reach out and ask you questions. And I'm like, yeah, you can.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Wait, you'll help me. I'm like, yeah. It's, and they're like, nobody will ever give any information. Like you'd reach out and be like, oh, what kind of glue is that? Or, oh, what technique did you use to make those fans? And they're like, that's actually proprietary. And, and I understand that, you know, you want to protect your business and you want to protect the skill set that you've built. Like we provide coaching services, you know, so when people ask us questions, like, we're like, yeah, we'll answer that question. If you want more, like join our program, you know, we'll help you with that because that's our livelihood. Like education is our livelihood. Right. But I think that there is also something really powerful to be said for those that are willing to educate and share and want to share that information. Now you should, I mean,
of course, like charge your prices for your classes.
Exactly. Yeah. But that whole attitude of like, I'm a lash artist in Milwaukee and you're a lash artist in Florida. And you asked me a question about my adhesive and I'm not going to answer that because now you're my competition. Honey, there are 8 billion people in this planet. They are not your competition.
But that just shows how not confident they are too.
Yeah,
exactly.
It says a lot about them more than it does about just the question you asked.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it says so much about you, Monique, being somebody that's like, this is bullshit. Like, we should absolutely be helping each other out and helping each other succeed. And that's something that I think is so beautiful about Whiplash, that it's founded in this perspective of, I want other lash artists to be just as successful as I've been, if not more. And that's powerful.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
I completely agree. Thank you. Yeah, perfectly said.
Exactly. Okay, so tell us about Whiplash, a little bit more about the brand and what it is that y'all offer.
Yeah, so I could talk about how I came up with the name. Yeah. For those who have seen the logo, you'll notice that there's two eyes in it. It's because we have two eyes. And, you know, why not? Just throw in little two eyes there.
I love make it. Make it cute. Uh-huh.
But the name came to me during a time in my life. So I got into a car accident. My car was completely totaled. And this was the time where I was like, you know, I really want to come up with a product line. And it just fit because Whiplash also was the feeling I felt in my life at that time because of all the things that were happening. And so to name my brand after a point in my life where I was able to turn it around is also very important to me. A little sentimental spot, but Whiplash is just something that to me, when I think of the name, I think of just having moments in your life and like changing them for the better. And it's that like that quick action that you can take to really make those changes. And then also to whiplash, because, you know, you're going to whip your lashes into shape.
I love it. I love it. Oh, my gosh. You know what, Monique? This is like, because I haven't done lashes since 2017 when I was in my car accident and experienced my whiplash as well. Yes. And I'm like, man, if I ever started doing lashes again, I definitely would want to use Whiplash, because it's like Whiplash took me out and now Whiplash is bringing me back in. Like, I
love that's it. Dope.
Exactly. Yes. Your rise of the Phoenix moment.
Yes.
And
oh
that's,
my gosh.
Yes, what it is.
I love that. I yeah, that's fantastic. So tell us about the different supplies that y'all offer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so right now we have tweezers, whether they can be for isolation, for volume lashing, or just picking up classic lashes. We have adhesives. I talked about that. We have five different adhesives. Mm-hmm. So if you're into doing like color lashes or the glow-in-the-dark lashes, nice. We have clear. Mm-hmm. And we have 0.05 second. We have a 1, 2, and 3 second. And each one is also color matched with the lash boxes. Mm-hmm. You'll notice like a 0.03 in lashes is going to be pink, as well as the pink adhesive bottle, because with that, you would be more experienced to do volume lashes. So it's, I created a formula to help you understand for newer lash artists as well, that the certain colors in the product line represent certain levels that you would be at. So if you are at a blue box using the 0.15s, it is a classic. So most likely for newer artists, they start off with classic. Mm-hmm. They would also probably want to use a 2 second or a 3 second. So the 3 second adhesive is in a black bottle, and then the 2 adhesive second is in a blue bottle. So you can match the colors to help you pick and choose exactly what products you need based off of the level that you're at. So that was the whole thought process on that.
Yeah,
that's one thing I felt that a lot of lash companies, they just have the products, but as a person who is starting off, they're like, well, how do I know? Or like, what products to use? I know that I'm an intermediate, but what does that mean for me? Mm-hmm. So that's why there's a color system in the product line.
I think that's really smart. Awesome. Yeah, because it can be overwhelming. Like, mm-hmm. you're looking at all these different product lines. They have all these different lash, you know, like diameters, and then they have all their different adhesives. They have all these different things, and it can be really hard to think like, okay, well, this is the type of lashing that I do and this is my skill set, but how does that align with what you're offering? So you took the guesswork out of it, which is great.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So since you have these different products, what is your favorite?
To be honest, okay, so with my tweezers, I completely love the Curvy Chick tweezer. It's very similar to a J-curve tweezer. Mm-hmm. The reason being is because I use the pinching method when I do lashes. Mm-hmm. And for me, it just like fans the lashes completely open. I like our skinny boot tweezers as well. Mm-hmm. It's really good for inner corner work. And I also, my favorite adhesive to work with would be the 0.05 and the 1 second. Nice. The 1 second is really good if you have like a mega volume look. It's able to grip all of the lashes and really get them on. And once you let go of it, you'll notice that the lashes are still there. You won't have any like falling off or weird things that the lashes do.
Yeah.
So those are like my top products. We just developed also to a lash cleanser. I'm getting a lot of praise from my clients on that. They love the consistency of it. And it gets all the residue out of the lash line.
Fantastic.
So those are my go-to.
There you go.
I love it. Those are fantastic. Okay, mm-hmm. Great. So tell us about the lash education that y'all offer at Whiplash.
Yeah, so we have different classes. Right now we do classic training, volume training, we do lash lifting and brow lamination training. We also in the works, we're trying to develop a mapping class.
Oh, nice.
And then also to like a client retention class, like how to grow your clientele, but then also keep them.
Yeah.
So those are like the two classes that are future projects. But for now we have the lash extensions and then the lash lifting and brow lamination classes.
Fantastic. Nice. Okay. That's mm-hmm. great. Do you know like time frame on when
So I want to get them done by December.
Okay.
So that way we can have it all nice and organized. I'm all about systems and getting things done in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a lot to work on. I've never done anything like that before, mm-hmm. but I know that it's going to help my brand and it's also going to help other people as well.
Absolutely.
I feel like there's not too many lash mapping classes. And I see that in the Facebook groups, on Instagram. What map do you use? Or I don't know how to make these certain looks. Like, especially nowadays, there's so many different styles in comparison to just like cat eye and doll eye.
Right.
It was so simple back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's so much that goes into it, like understanding your client's facial features and even the differences between their two eyes and sides of their faces and everything.
Right.
So having a class on that is going to be extremely beneficial to so many lash artists. I love that.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's great.
Okay. So with that said, is Whiplash going to be a lash con?
Yes. I am. We are. So this is going to be my first ever doing a conference of this status. And I'm super excited about it. I've been just like, hey, meet me at LashCon. I'll see you guys there. We are going to be in the Silver Room. So I'm actually pretty like, this is kind of a moment where I'm like, oh my gosh, because I'm actually in the same room with the company that I first got certified with. So that's like really big. I was like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that to happen. I'm a silver sponsor level. And so with that being said, you know, you guys come check me out. I'll be in the silver room. And yeah, I'm just really excited to meet you guys.
Yeah, we'll be there.
We will be there for sure.
Yeah.
And everybody who's listening who is going to LashCon, which hopefully if you're doing lashes, you're going to LashCon because it is fantastic. But we'll be there. We'll be speaking. Monique is going to be there with Whiplash. Go and definitely check them out and try out their products. But also, let's say somebody's not going to LashCon, how can they purchase from you and how can they learn more from Whiplash?
Yeah. So you can find us on Instagram. You can find us on the Facebook groups. You can go to our website. So everything is whiplash.com. Remember, there's two eyes. So whiplash, two eyes.com. And then on our Instagram account, it is Whiplash, but put IG at the end for our Instagram account. And then if not, you can go onto our website and directly contact us, send us an email in regards to products. If you're doing like a large order, definitely hit us up on an email to let us know. We can organize that better. But those are ways that you can contact us.
Perfect.
Let's go.
All right. We will link all of this information in the episode notes so that y'all can definitely go and give Whiplash a follow, learn from them, try out their products. We're so excited for you, Monique, with getting all of this going being at LashCon, getting your courses together. I mean, this is such an exciting venture for you. And we just can't wait to see you keep succeeding and helping so many people improve their lashing and everything like that. So this is
thank you. So for those who are coming to LashCon, we are going to be doing a raffle. We're looking to do like a $200 value raffle. We're going to have raffle tickets. You get a raffle ticket, and then you have to put down your phone number and your email. So that way we can contact you to let you know that you're the winner. But yeah, come to our booth, get a ticket, get like $200 worth of free product. Why not?
I love it.
I'm gonna go ahead and put a ticket in.
And if I win,
it is what it is.
I keep telling Royal that I want him to learn how to do lashes so that he can take care of my lashes, but it's fine.
Yes. The struggle is real.
I know. Same. Literally no lashes, but it's fine. Okay, Monique, thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate you sharing your time with us today. And for all of our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Go over and give Whiplash a follow on Instagram, and we will see you all in the next episode.
Thank you. Bye.